All right, guys, this league is all about finishing. And so today, what a great example. And let's give New York a lot of credit, too. They took it just as far as it could go, and we had to battle with everything we could to come back. So kind of got set off there in about the third quarter. I thought Corey Bierman had just a pivotal sack, forced fumble. I think it ended up being like a 12-play, 90-yard touchdown drive right after that. Gives us a chance to get right back in the game. And so I couldn't be more proud in terms of the effort to finish. Every time you go through those, you get a little tougher, you get a little more confident. And so it was great for our mindset, knowing that's such an important part of our program, what we do, to have that happen today. And with that, I'll open up some questions regarding the game.
Can you talk about the significance of starting 2-0? I mean, it's a long season, but that start's got to be significant.
Yeah, each week we're just going to battle as hard as we can. And so we don't kind of look too far ahead and know not really what happened in the past. We're just going to try and stay in the present moment as long as we can and just continue to battle for it every week. Our whole goal is to see how good we can get every week and keep improving, keep fighting for it, and keep chasing, keep getting better. And so we got better, you know, when we went to practice this week, and we performed better in some areas this week. And we'll go right back into it and do that again and just keep fighting for it, see how much we can improve, even if it's by small increments each week.
Talk about Ryan and Jones, how that dynamic worked.
Yeah, I don't know if we have enough time for in the presser to talk about those two and just the mindset, the battle, to keep going for it. And right when you're down there with them and you're right in the heat of it, they're just such great competitors. And when you are that way, these are the kind of moments that you just love being a part of. And had no doubt we were going down and then took a big shot to who when they pressured. And no doubt sometimes right before the play, he goes, he got him. And sure enough, he did.
Coach, how special is this win for you as a head coach back in your home state?
Well, it's always, you know, great to be back with family and friends, but most importantly, it's about the team. And, you know, for me to be a part of it with these guys and go through this journey with them, it's been a blast. And every time we get a chance to battle and go for it together, we're going to. And so more importantly, it's just really being in that locker room with those guys and understanding how hard we want to fight for one another.
Did you have a lot of family and friends here today?
Yeah, we did. There was a big group, and which is always the case back here. And I grew up here, so that's kind of where my first love of football began. So a lot of respect for the area and for the people around here. But, you know, like I said, it's, you know, really as you're part of this team, and that's really where the connection starts.
And how much did this area kind of cultivate you into the person you are right now?
Well, I think, you know, just there was a lot of people where I grew up in the town look after you, and that's kind of where the love of ball began, you know, youth coaches, high school coaches, and, you know, certainly look, you know, watching, you know, ball in this area growing up. But like I said, it was, you know, awesome to be here, you know, with our team.
Is it different to win here because of the history you have in the state?
Not necessarily. It's just, honestly, when you're in it, you're just battling as hard as you can. So they got a terrific team in this organization, what it stands for through the years. So for us to know it's going to be hard as heck to come up here and get a win and fight for it. And so thrilled that we were able to do that.
Coach, how much was this a game of, you know, one play can really just spark you moving forward?
Well, we don't never know who's going to be the one to set it off. And I think today it was Croy, you know, was the one that just got it right back to go fight for us and give us a chance. So having the sack and the forced fumble, I think that was the one that ignited us. You know, when it was really tough going defensively, they were moving the ball, had a couple big plays on us, and they've got some terrific guys. We had our hands full, I think, the whole time. And we had a big play for a touchdown to Beckham and came back. You know, it was going to be hard. We knew it the whole time. He's a terrific competitor, too.
Anything else, guys? You have any update on Coleman?
I do not. I'll give you that update tomorrow. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. See you.